is Dick Smiles, CKLW 2020 News. Racial trouble reared its head in Detroit's 12th Street ghetto today. Police arrested six people after firebombs were tossed and police cars were pelted with rocks and bottles. The street was closed to traffic, but we emphasize, because there are so many false rumors, that it was not a riot. In fact, it wasn't much worse than the usual things that happen in that area every night. 12th Street is now open. Even the buses are running. New Detroit top cop John Spring toured the area early this morning, held a quickie news conference when he returned downtown.
This was really a sporadic incident, and I think that we kept on top of it. And I think the men did a great job out there, and we were able to break up these groups, and they were really nothing really developed that was not able to be handled.
Sprain says the situation is now perfectly normal. Meantime, a gamble by Cleveland Mayor Carl Stokes paid off last night. He withdrew the National Guard and sent civil rights leaders into the ghetto to cool it. Here is an ear witness report.
The gamble had consequences. It infuriated the police department, which lost three men to fatal gunfire Tuesday night, along with eight other policemen wounded. And National Guard officers also were critical of Stokes' withdrawal of police and troops from the troubled area. The results were not perfect. There were a few fires and sporadic looting, most of that the work of roving bands of juveniles. But the important fact is that Cleveland is relatively calm. This is Jim Cox in Cleveland.
Fire, the third big one in 3 days in the Detroit area, ripped through an office building in the suburb of Warren earlier this morning. The building is on Mound Road between 11 and 12 mile roads. The Warren Fire Department tells 2020 News at this hour.
Situation now is contained, but the building was a total loss, as reported by Commissioner Tom at 6:48 a.m.
The story reached listeners exclusively on the 2020 hotline. Call 254-CKLW in Windsor or 961-NEWS in Detroit. It could be worth as much as $1,000. Detroit, which has been casting an envious eye at Windsor's booming Sunday restaurant business, will soon be in a competitive position. Here's a report from the Mobile Mustang.
Wayne County's Board of Supervisors votes today on Sunday liquor sales. They are expected to pass the measure. A new state law allowing liquor to be sold on Sunday with meals is effective only if approved by county government. The measure is similar to the one in Windsor. Each establishment wishing to sell liquor on Sunday must make application to the Liquor Control Commission. Jim Booker, 2020 News.
Here's the rest of the Rush Hour News. It's official now. Hubert Humphrey will be in Detroit a week from Friday. Rival Eugene McCarthy will beat him to the punch. He jets into town this weekend. Slow but steady progress is reported in talks between the publishers and the mailers union, the last one still out in the 253-day-old Detroit newspaper strike. Windsor haircuts going up, 225 starting August 1st. The Canadian postal strike continues. More talks will be held in Ottawa today. Some progress. Police are searching for the body of 13-year-old Anthony Ferris, presumed drowned in the Detroit River off Peach Island. The youth, who is an epileptic, fell overboard while fishing. Salt Bay songbird Nancy Wilson is dumping hubby Kenneth Dennis. And sexpot Diana Doors is broke. She has $13 in the bank and has filed for bankruptcy.
CKLW Sports.
The Senators snapped the Tigers' one-game winning streak, 6-3, last night. The loss, combined with Baltimore's victory over Cleveland, cut Detroit's lead over the Orioles to just 5 games. As we mentioned, Baltimore down Cleveland, 1-0. Boston at New York was rained out. Minnesota took California 12-1. And Oakland took 2 from Chicago, 1-0 and 2-1. In the National League, St. Louis defeated Philadelphia 3-1. Atlanta topped New York 3-2. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh were rained out. Chicago blanked San Francisco 2-0. And Houston defeated Los Angeles 1-0. In Canadian Football League exhibition play, Saskatchewan defeated Ottawa 29-13. And the BC Lions topped the Toronto Argonauts 46-7. CKLW first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
Granted, it's a little early to be thinking about beer at this time in the morning. But not if you live in Fiji. Right now in Fiji, the day is over. It's nighttime. And you can bet a lot of Fiji Islanders right this minute are pouring themselves a nice cold beer. And you know, the beer a lot of them are drinking right now is Carling Black Label. Canada's most popular lager beer has gone a long way in the world. It's enjoyed today in places like Fiji and a lot of other faraway spots, too. In over 60 countries, if you add them all up. So even though it's still morning here, we'd like to remind you that when the day's over, Make your beer Carling Black Label. It's a good beer to top off a busy day with. So good, in fact, it's made Canada famous for beer, even in Fiji.
CKLW weather.
Just ahead of much more music with Chuck Morgan. Look for sunny skies and mild today. High 84, low tonight 65. Friday should be partly cloudy and warmer. The Merck Index 58. Just a little filth in the air today. Airport weather clear. Operations normal. It's 67 degrees. This is Dick Smythe, CKLW 2020 News. And that's what's happening today, July 25th, 1968.
July 25th, 1963. He's so fine. You were mine.
From 1963 at 8:48 on CKLW with Frank Rooney for Vacationing Chuck Morgan.
Come on here.
When you get around to borrowing, and everybody does, don't sell your power short. Borrowing power. You've got borrowing power at General Public Loan.
Night drag racing happens
Saturday at beautiful Grand Bend Dragway.
Saturday night at 8 p.m. See Mr. Norm's Grand Spalding Dodge Supercharger face to face with a Flying Dutchman in his first Canadian appearance.
Mr. Norm's Dodge holds the track record at 186 miles per hour, but the Dutchman says he'll blow the doors off the big charger.
Gates open 3 p.m.
Racing at 8. Make the seed of the big grand opening of the Saturday night drag racing season. Saturday night at Grand Bend Dragway, Grand Bend, Ontario.
Chuck Morgan, CKLW.
journey to the center of the mind at 8:52 on CKLW with Frank Rohde for Vacationing Chuck Morgan.
Looking for a new Ford, a better trade.
Start picking Ford, you got it made.
You want attention to detail, and you want service after the sale.
You only get a real good shuffle from the king of the deal, Start Picking Ford.
You know, now more than ever before, it pays to buy at the big Ford store. Start Kicking Ford, West King of the new Ford deal. Factory fresh shipments of new Fords are rolling into Star Kicking Ford as the West King fights for space. Trades have never been higher, selections greater, discounts bigger. The King forgets profit and makes trade. So come on down to the big Ford store, Star Kicking Ford, and save for yourself. Star Kicking Ford, West King of the new Ford deal on 7 Mile and Grand River.
We get a real good shuffle from the King of the deal, Star Kicking Ford. From the King of the deal, Star Kicking Ford.
Get by on. Yeah, it's 8:55 on CKLW with Frank Rohde. On, yeah, well, you know, like doing a thing here.
This is Al Cap. The other day, my son took the car out for a spin. He spun it 12 times. Fortunately, the car is insured by State Farm Mutual, and their fast claim service will get everything taken care of in no time. But I'm still worried about that boy. He just went out to see if the car would turn over.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
That somebody she's singing about is Sidney Poitier in his newest motion picture. Alamar Pictures International presents For Love of Ivy in color from the new Cinerama Releasing Corporation. It's a groovy kind of love.
For Love of Ivy, now exclusively at the Grand Circus Theater downtown and the Alger Bloomfield and La Parisienne Theaters in suburban Detroit.
CKLW Golden.
Frank Rohde for Chuck Morgan. It's been a good one. We'll do it again tomorrow.
So
Stand by for Mark Richards. He keeps it happening here.
all the hits. Talk about a hit. This is a smash. In the summertime of 1968, number 10 from the brand new Big 30. Jose Feliciano.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
From the Big 8 to midnight.
The Big 8.